I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the fishing news. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Kevin, fishing is one of those things that sounds appealing to plenty of people but doesn't seem so easy to start doing. I think there are often a lot of questions that go along with starting fishing.
That's right. So fishing has what we call barriers to entry. It's a little difficult to just pick up and get into. You have to make an investment in some fishing gear. You have to know what to use, where to go, when to go fishing. And it can take quite a few outings. It can take a lot of research before you really get into it and get comfortable doing it. And I think that holds a lot of people back from trying it for the very first time.
Well, what do you suggest? What's a good way to break through those barriers to entry that you're talking about?
If you don't know anyone or have a close friend who can take you out and teach you how to fish, I really suggest going out on a charter. You can go out with a captain who has some experience, let them know that you're a beginning fisherman, and really get some good lessons and introduced to a good fishery. For example, my brother-in-law is just getting into fishing. He lives up in Boston, and he came down last weekend with a group of five other friends from the city that had never really been fishing before. I set them up to do a weekend fishing trip, and it ended up being a big success.
What kind of fishing did they do?
So they went out on Buzzards Bay and did a sea bass trip, and that's a really great option this time of year for any fisherman, but especially for young fishermen or somebody who's just getting into it. The benefits are that for sea bass fishing, you're not making a long trip out to sea. It doesn't require casting. It's fishing straight up and down below the boat, and the action's fantastic. You're almost guaranteed to get into some fish, to catch some good-sized fish, and you'll also get some fish to keep and bring home and eat, which can be part of the fun of the trip.
So what's some advice for finding a good charter to go out fishing?
The best thing to do is to start probably going into a local tackle shop and asking the folks there. And what you want to do is just be honest. Say, this is the type of fishing that I want to do. If you're looking to catch a trophy, that's one thing. But if you're just looking for kind of a basic intro trip and you're looking for something that's not too much of a commitment and you're almost guaranteed some action, let them know that, and they can set you up with something like a sea bass trip or maybe a bottom fishing trip to go catch some scup. There really are charter fishing trips available that will kind of match to whatever your group size and what level you are.
And it's not only beginning fishermen that really benefit from this kind of thing. I was on a charter this past weekend. I go out fishing plenty in my boat and in friends' boats, but this was a real treat because I went to spots I wouldn't usually go and did a lot of kind of fishing that I wouldn't normally do. It was great to break up the routine, and I really learned a lot.
That's right. You can learn a lot from fishing with a professional captain who's out there every day. Like you said, new techniques are important and new ways of looking at the fishing. When you do something on your own for a while, you can kind of get stuck in what's comfortable, get stuck in a rut. Going out with a professional captain, you can learn a lot and get to try some new things that can work on your own waters.
Let's round up the fishing action now. What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, as I mentioned, the sea bass fishing really has been fantastic. Boaters, even kayakers, have been getting out in Buzzards Bay and in Vineyard Sound. 20 to 40 feet of water, so not too deep. All types of squid baits on the bottom, jigs or single hook rigs, you should have no problem getting into some very good fishing. The striper fishing, on the other hand, has been a little slow lately. I think the tough weather we've had has really not helped. A lot of windy days where boats can't get out and find the fish. We've also had some weak tides because we're between the new and the full moon right now. But I think that with this weekend coming up, we should have better tides. I expect a new wave of fish will push in. So I would look to places like the Cape Cod Canal at sunrise. And if you're a boater, maybe the waters around the Elizabeth Islands should really come alive. We'll probably see some good stripers come through. So don't be discouraged. Look for some good weather and get out on the water this weekend.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.